Welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And it's been a really good week and excited to be with you here today. This past Sunday, we had the privilege of having Christian Gracia come and join us all the way from Las Vegas. It was just a real privilege to have him with us teaching on our passages that we've been looking at this week from James chapter 2. And so let me go ahead and read what we're going to focus on here today from verses 24 through 26 in James chapter 2. So God's word says this: "You see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. And in the same way, was not also Rahab the prostitute justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead." And really what James is trying to hammer home is this reality, right? That faith without works is dead. And today, in a way of like we think about a body that is without breath, isn't alive. And one of the things that we said from this past Sunday, really what Christian really tried to help us understand is that there's a faith that saves and that there's a faith that fails. And it was just so fun just hearing him teach on this reality. God has been doing some amazing things through his ministry in Las Vegas through King City Church. And man, I just pray that the Lord just continues to show up and to do an amazing work in and through there. And so it was just a real blessing to have him teach with us this past week. But as we look at this passage here, really as James is ending this section, really, right, he's trying to highlight this idea that for as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead. And he mentions Rahab, right, who really showed her faith in God by doing what many around her would have seen as, man, extraordinary, that she hid some men, hid people out of there, hid some of God's messengers and kept them out of harm's way, even though she had no reason to do that. But because of her faith and belief in God, that he has delivered over Jericho, that she obeyed. So her faith in God showed up in her works. And so really that's really what James is trying to show us is that a body apart from the spirit is dead. And one of the things that our devotion really tried to highlight is that reality, that word spirit is also where we get the word pneuma or breath. The breath of God is one of the ways that the Holy Spirit is mentioned. And you think about a body without breath is dead, a body that isn't breathing. And so the presence of life really separates. And that's what's true for us as believers, the presence of the Spirit. When God's Spirit is in you, faith doesn't just sit there. It moves, it loves, it obeys, and it serves. And not so that we may earn salvation, that's not what James was saying, but to show us that salvation is actually real, that you have been saved by the evidence of your faith, that you see that in how you live. So like if someone stops breathing, everything looks the same on the outside for a moment, the body's still there, but the life is gone. And that's what James is saying. Works are like the breath of faith. You can't always see the Spirit, but you can see the movement he creates. If faith has no movement, right, it is not alive. So here's a question for you today, and really for me, is your faith breathing? Is your faith active? Is your faith alive and moving? Are there signs of life? Is there enough evidence to convict you of being a Christian in your life? Are you walking in obedience and love and compassion and generosity? Are you showing that the Spirit of God is at work in you? And so let's just take a moment and let's pray and ask God to do a work in us, that our faith would be active, that it would be seen, evidenced of our trust in Jesus. And so we can praise God, thank God for giving you his Spirit, that the breath of God brings faith to life. So we can praise God that he's given you and I his Holy Spirit. And then let's reflect. Let's ask the Lord to show you and me where our faith has gone still. Where has it maybe not been as active? And may God breathe fresh life into you and into me. And let's ask the Holy Spirit to lead us today, to put our faith in action so that we may love, we may serve, we may obey in a way that shows that our faith is alive. So God, thanks so much for working in and through us, God, to help us to see that our faith, while it is personal, it is not meant to stay private, but it is meant to go public in the way that we live our lives, that may it be evident in us, because God, a faith that is alive and well is a faith that is moving and a faith that is active and a faith that is making a difference. And so, Lord, may that be true of us. Help us, God, stir in us areas, God, where that may have gone dormant. May you breathe fresh life from your Holy Spirit into those spaces, God. And thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit to lead us, God, to walk in obedience, to show you. We love you, Lord. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you take a moment and why don't you pray?